these chairs are, let's talk about them real quick that we're sitting in. It's like there's one rest on my left, but not a rest on my right. What's that about?
I don't know. I think we have to scoot them together and share it.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it's like a love seat, but it separates. We're at a hotel in Florida, everybody, doing an after post-show episode of the Potty Break. And welcome. We welcome thee.
This is Potty Break Snack Edition.
You want to talk snacks? You get the... Okay, wait. Let's wait and see if anybody can guess what you're snacking on right now. Everybody listen. This is Caleb. It's a small roach.
Ew.
Did anybody guess cheddar cheese Pringles? You were right if you did. Okay, you can't smack though. You can't. You can't do the smacky. Because I will not allow that. I allow lots of stuff on this Potty Break podcast, but I can't allow that. But we're here at the hotel, everybody, and
oh my gosh, there's a lot of sodium in these.
Okay,
sorry. Keep going.
No, that seriously, that's interesting because I think we should read.
Okay, 190
milligrams. 190. I don't know what that means. Is that
sodium.
Bad?
There's less than this.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's only 140
servings per container. Per container, approximately 6. I've already eaten over half the can.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's per serving, 190 milligrams. That's why it's so good.
There's probably 1,500 calories in that can.
There's 150 calories per serving. 150 times 6 is... That's 1,000.
Is a heart attack.
That's 1,000 calories.
You're
right?
Killing yourself with 6. Pringles. Well, I think Freight has got you beat. Freight's got bugles.
Freight, check out sodium in those.
Let's hear a bugle crunch.
That's a solid crunch. A
do you ever put the big bugles on the end of your fingers before you eat them?
Eat them off.
My fingers are too big now. I used to do that when I was a kid.
You got pudgy. They need to make bigger bugles for the bigger fingered people.
Adult-sized bugles. Adult-sized.
The sausage fingers.
Maybe Costco should get on that, jump on that. Yeah. Jumbo bugles.
Jumbo bugles in a 20-pound bag.
And they should put some cheese in the middle so they would stick on your fingers so you can, like, wear them, you know, half of the day.
Wear them out.
Yeah. So what is in a bugle? What are the ingredients? It doesn't look like there's too much stuff there.
It's nothing good. Ingredients?
Yeah.
Degermed yellow cornmeal.
Wait, degermed yellow cornmeal.
What is
okay.
That?
I don't know what that is.
Please, coconut I'll try oil. One.
Coconut oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sugar.
Who did that?
It's snack edition.
Salt. Baking soda.
Oh.
And it may contain milk and wheat ingredients. Preserved by BHT. What's that?
BHT?
Is that some guy's initials? he sealed the bag.
Yeah, Brian Henry Thompson.
He sealed the bag.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a sealer down at the Bugle place. And I've been sealing bags for a long time. And they call me BHT down there. And yeah, we got some new flavors coming out. We got jalapeno crunch. We got some fruit flavors for the summer. It's more of a it's a watermelon crunch. But we put that one new ingredient in there. It was degermed cornmeal, was it? Because there's germs in there, and I knew it. So I took it to the upper guy because he don't know what he's doing. John Bugle. Did you guys know that the Bugle Company is after name after the Bugle family?
The Bugle family.
I asked John Bugle about, you know, this is wrong. You're using germed cornmeal in your product. And I think my kids were eating it for a while, and I could tell that they weren't responding to me in weird ways. My one son, his knee was humming. We were at the beach, and his knee was humming. I'm like, what? That never happened before. That's that dang germed cornmeal right there.
His knee was humming.
Yeah, his knee was like shaking and humming. Like a toothbrush, like an electric toothbrush.
Causing tremors in the sand.
And he told me, he said, hey, BHT. Yes, he called me BHT too. I said, you can call me Daddy BHT. Now he like called him BHT because he heard the guy. I took him down for a father and son thing at the Bugle Factory. And he said, who's BHT? I said, me. He said, You gotta call you back soon. And I said, yeah. Yeah, that's my name. That's initials. And he said, Daddy, can I call you that? I said, yeah, you can call me that. Just remember, I'm your daddy. So we, you know, it's a fun place to work.
So stupid. Oh my gosh. Oh, Craig.
I was hanging out with some friends the other night. One of the guys there was my best friend, and then a couple of other people I'd never hung out with before. And they said something really funny, and I started wheezing, and I started crying, and they were looking at me really weird. I was like, oh yeah, I cry when I laugh because I don't cry enough in real life. And they're like, well, that's sad. Thanks for playing a board game. Because most of my friends know that about me. Like, I don't really cry, so when I laugh really hard, I cry.
Why didn't you cry? You don't hate yourself?
No, it's not like a manly macho thing.
I know some people that don't cry, and it's kind of interesting.
I do.
Bob Smiley doesn't cry.
It's only like the saddest times of my life if I actually cry. Mm-hmm. But as I get older, I find myself getting emotional at like Disney cartoons and really stupid stuff.
Yeah, the one Inside Out, was that what it was called?
I didn't see that. I heard that was really good.
That was a beating. It was a great movie.
Was it worse than
that movie? I had a lump in my throat. And I got a headache because I'm like, I'm not crying here. I'm not going to cry.
Was that the one that...
But I think you got to let it go and it feels better.
Is that the one where the they were controlling her brain? And the, was that it?
Okay. The little
thoughts. I always wanted
to
see that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Get ready. Get the tissues. Cause it's really... But you don't... You just cry when you're really sad?
Or? Yeah, I mean, if it's like super upsetting, I'll cry. Like a death in the family, like something really dramatic.
When's the last time you cried?
I don't remember.
When you moved out of the house?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When he moved out of our house.
My parents kicked me out. Yeah, and I cried in my basement, and Freight had to grab me by the legs and pull me out of my room.
No, were you hanging onto your Lego table?
Yeah.
No, that was to go to school. That was in high school. That was to go to school.
Yeah, probably when my mom took my Xbox when I was 16, when I wouldn't get up for school. No, I don't remember the last time I cried.
Yeah. Cheese, when's the last time you cried?
It was actually pretty recent. We had to... I'm just going to bring down the whole move. We had to put down our 20-year-old cat that we'd had since we moved to St.
20
Louis.
Years old?
20 years old. We had to put her down because... My family's moving, so...
You're like, you're a dumb cat. You're stupid
pretty
cat.
Much.
Is that how... Oh,
we hated this cat. We hated her, but we also
really?
Loved her. Like, she was...
Why'd you hate
she
it?
She was completely deaf, so... She
so you hated it because it was deaf?
Not just that.
My goodness, man.
She peed all over the house.
Yeah.
Started using, like, our studio in our basement as her bathroom. Mm-hmm. She would not shut up. Like,
sounds like my uncle.
Yeah.
He just peeing all over the house, wouldn't shut up.
But yeah, we took it to a vet, and it was just me and my sister in the room. And
right. So you were there when they...
We didn't stay for it. My sister knew she couldn't stay for that, so...
It was kind of her cat, wasn't it?
It was her cat. She had her when she was... She's turning 26 this year, so she had her when she was
That's
like
the
six.
Oldest cat I've ever heard of. Is that really...
She, honestly, if my parents weren't moving or anything like that, and we still had the house here, she easily could have gone another 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. Easy, because she was in pretty good shape.
She should have moved in with you, dude.
Oh gosh, no.
But it was like, but she was you put
she
her down because
really, she was just really old. And since we're doing this big move, we knew that if we would have taken her, because she does not do well in crates.
Yeah.
If we would have taken her on that trip, it would have just degraded her health, and then she would have been suffering.
Would she be like cussing and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much
cussing and
yeah. You said one thing wrong there. You said we. You're not moving.
I'm not moving. I'm staying in St. Louis, but everybody else is moving to the hills of Tennessee.
Which are they moving? Your folks are moving to what part?
It's
Knoxville?
It's Elizabethan. It's about 2 hours east of Knoxville.
Okay.
Elizabethan is right by Johnson City and Bristol. We're about that house is about 15 minutes from North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw your mom up at Home Depot the other day buying a bunch of copper.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of
moonshine or something. I don't know.
Yeah, your mom asked me if I had any old water heaters around the
she
garage.
She said, you got a thing, it's kind of like a coil.
It's that southern blood in her. It's starting to come out. She knows she's getting back.
She's moving back to the hills.
Moonshining.
So, it's coming back out.
Oh, man.
I had to say that. I just said it.
I'm sure Mott will appreciate
to
it.
This one, yeah.
I'll make her listen
Wasn't there some moonshine on our bus that one time? We, like, the Flaming Lips. They had our bus stuff. They had our bus, and then we had the next week, and there was like a bunch of like weird liquor on there.
All kinds of stuff
like homemade
weird stuff.
It's that cabinet that we use for all the coffee, all of Jason's K cups. It was filled with like really hard stuff.
Yeah, really crazy stuff.
Yeah, like one of them was just like a mason jar with
a
masking tape on it.
Yeah, I think
they
probably just kind of picked that up.
It just said post show. Whatever that means. My goodness.
Post show potion. So we have a lot of questions.
Oh.
So when we were about to start this episode, I told you, you being Tim, don't ask me if we have questions because we don't. Yeah. And now there's about a million of them. So
great.
I'm
going
to try to
everybody.
Feed through them. The first question, I guess this is for everyone. I just said ask us questions.
Right.
What is your favorite Taylor Swift song? We're going to start it off with a bang.
It's got to be an old, like more of the country when she was first starting out. What was the one? Teardrops on My Guitar.
Oh, yeah. That was like off her first record, I think.
Yeah. And then, Hey Steven. That's my. Hey Steven, what you getting and what you reason? And I think I'm going to do you down.
Was that on her first record?
Huh? I think it's her second.
Okay. Freight?
I don't think he knows who Taylor Swift is.
I got nothing. Okay. I know who Taylor Swift is.
Oh, should we tell everybody we are?
I don't have a single idea of any of the names
Sophie,
of her stuff.
Sophie has blasted her CD
I know,
for
but
years.
I kind of tune it out.
Tone your daughter.
You don't like that. You know who I liked was Ally and AJ. I was a big Ally and AJ fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Their album was great.
Was it?
It was fantastic.
I didn't give it a chance.
Did you listen?
Give it a chance.
Fantastic.
Because I need to go back. Yeah, so you don't have one?
I can't name a single one.
What about 22? Just say that one. That's everybody's answer.
All right, 22. When I'm at them 22, everything will be all right.
I mean,
he's singing like Aziz Ansari.
That's a Spanish version.
Stacy, will you date me?
So was that
wanna
off her...
Be me. I want me to be the boo.
Was that off her Red album?
22? Yes.
Yeah, that's the one you How's bought, Sophie.
Everything will be all right and in a dancing like 22. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there another question in there? Let's go.
Yeah, that's going to send us down to... Oh, here's one. Who is your favorite audio engineer and why is it Aaron Willis and why is he so handsome? That's from Aaron.
I thought it was from Todd.
Someone wants to know if we're coming to Canada anytime soon. Is that a thing?
You went to Canada with us last time, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
That was in the fall of 2014.
You know,
Edmonton, Alberta.
It seemed like I remember an email of some sort that we were talking about Canada from Todd.
Oh, here we go. This comes from Preston.
We don't know. The answer is we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But we'd love to come to Canada.
We don't know. We don't know any of that stuff. We don't make the
get
big decisions.
Get some Tim Hortons, get some donuts and some coffee. And
get a coffee from Tim Hortons.
Go get some. What is that?
They have the Wait fry. A second. Let's back up. What?
Poutine.
Can you say
poutine.
That again? What'd you say? I want to hear that accent again.
No, I'm not going to.
What is it?
No.
No, it was your Canadian accent. Go ahead.
Come on. I can't do it now. You're making me laugh. Some Tim Hortons.
What? It's not like you can't say your R's. Give us a speech impediment.
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
Go drive the car. Go to Tim Hortons. For Alberta.
Tim Hortons.
Get some gas,
Tim Hortons. Yeah. The Hortons.
Hortons.
Oh, Tim Hortons. Going to Tim Hortons. Now we're going to Timmy's and get some donuts and some, put it in the boat.
I'm going to go play a hockey game.
Hockey.
My friend John.
Oh, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan had a wicked slap shot last night.
You see that wrister?
Oh, he
took him to Deke Street.
He got the kid down from Lawton. He got him right in the five hole. He scored the final goal. And the kids were going crazy, so we took him out for poutine afterwards. They had a large poutine.
You know what poutine is, right?
Yeah, we ate it.
Oh, yeah. Remember they were hyping it up?
They were like, oh, you gotta have Tim, you gotta have the poutine. You know what, they're just like, that's just... Oh, that cat's pajamas right there. And poutine is just fries with gravy on it.
Yeah, right? And cheese curds, I think.
Yeah. Cheese curds.
Yeah. Yes. It wasn't... Maybe it was just the place we got it from. Maybe we need to give it another try. Yeah. Sorry, Canada. Maybe we need to give it another try. Sorry,
Canada. We apologize to all of Canada.
This guy, Preston Lanier, says, I need youth camp advice stat with the wide-eyed emoji.
Oh, no.
This is someone we know?
No. Who's it? Just a guy, Preston Lanier.
Oh,
youth
camp.
Youth camp advice stat. Like, he's in the middle of a youth camp and he doesn't know what to do.
You
he's
say run?
He's in the lake right now.
Run?
Huh? Run. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your youth camp days.
Run into
the
woods.
I used to perform at youth camps.
Oh, my goodness. It's been so long. It was usually pretty fun. I mean, the one I went to the most was a place called Bog Springs, Arkansas. It's just in the middle of nothing, Arkansas. It's like 20 miles out of Dequeen.
Those are the best.
it was usually, you never knew in the summer, you played at summer camps, like a lot of those places back in the day. They didn't have AC or anything like that, so, but they were very usually high energy and crazy and great place to learn how to survive doing like comedy.
Cambodia.
What's that?
The bunk rooms were like Cambodia.
Yeah.
You know, just hot. And I helped in the kitchen one time for a church
chef
camp.
Freight.
That was the one. I went to the one, the Bog Springs. I believe that's, I wrote the joke where there was a microwave on the toilet.
And that was legit?
That was legit. And beside the bed on the thing was a toaster. There was a toaster by the bed. Not an alarm clock. It was a toaster.
So you could thaw whatever you were going to toast while you were using the restroom.
Yeah.
And then
lay in bed.
Just make the rounds. And
pop a tart while you pop a tart.
Yep.
And this place also on the door, and I actually did a bit on this too, on the door it said, watch out for chiggers. That's all the signs said on the door. Watch out. You know what chiggers are, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're terrifying.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it.
It's kind of like a snipe.
We always got drug into doing things that you weren't actually hired to do, right? They hire you to do comedy, and then you end up emceeing, and
yeah, they use you as much as possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gateborn, host of the lip sync contests,
yeah,
all that.
Well, because then you're the funny guy. So
yeah, and there's no and also the problem with that, it's kind of like being on a ship, on a cruise ship, is that there's no anonymity. I mean, you can't, everybody, hey, funny guy.
Yeah,
and which is, it's okay. I mean, it seems so long ago, but that's a great place to.
So, what advice would you give this guy
about youth camp? Just being there.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't really give any specifics.
I don't know. Try to get some sleep. I don't know.
And then he's not even going to hear this advice for a while.
Mm-hmm. He'll hear it in a couple weeks.
But it's, I mean, I think Levi's at camp right now. All right, he's probably back home.
Oh, yeah, he was at CIY.
Oh, yeah. Right. I was seeing a lot of his Snapchat.
What is he, Christ in Youth? Is that what that is?
Uh-huh. Yeah, CIY. Yeah.
He up in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah. I performed in SIY, Satan in Youth. A little different. Weird vibe. Weird vibe.
It took a dark turn.
Yeah. They're,
a lot of goats.
Yeah, their campfires are just, you want to probably avoid, steer clear of, it was actually a goat sacrifice. They said, hey, Tim, can you do a couple of your songs? We love yoga pants. We also love the devil.
We called it GS groups, goat sacrifice groups.
All right, kids, go to your GS groups.
We're having a breakout session. We're going to kill some animals around the property, and we're going to drink their blood. Okay. I don't know why we're in Canada now. It's a Canadian Satanist youth camp. Hey, everybody, welcome. By the way, hail Satan. And, we got some fun. We're going to have some poutine. We're going to torment some of the locals and, set some fires to stuff. It's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy it. A time with the Prince of Darkness. Just some quiet time with the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, you're dumb. Do you have any favorite comedians who aren't entirely clean with their comedy?
Entirely clean?
Who aren't entirely clean with their comedy.
Who aren't entirely clean.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Gary Goldman is a favorite. Todd Barry, one of my faves. I mean, I was a car. I loved George Carlin for a while there. I mean, in the '80s, he put out some wonderful things. I mean, it was more observational, cat and cat and dog humor, and but it was fantastic.
What happened to him?
He died.
No, well, I know, but like on the tail end of his career, you said back
he got,
in the '80s,
he got like, really. It seemed like he got really angry and crotchety, and yeah, I was just like, okay, I get it. He's basically rants on how there's no God and everything. And then he go and argue about right and wrong. It's like, why, if there's no God, why would it matter anyway? Why are you arguing right and wrong? If there's no God, then stuff just happens.
But, you're removed, Carlin.
That's right. You're removed, buddy. Well.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Who's somebody, who do you guys like?
My new favorite is Tom Segura. Mm-hmm. I love Bill Burr. He's in like my top three. Mm-hmm. The first comedian I ever listened to is Dane Cook, and yeah. I thought he was hilarious. He's really just more of a storyteller, but man, he's so funny. When he would do mm-hmm. his your old physical comedy actually reminds me a lot
Dane,
of
yeah.
what he used to do.
He used to take off his shirt and just jump into the audience and...
Yeah, he was crazy. He was like a crazy friend at a party.
Yeah,
that's why he was so fun to watch. Like when he did that bathroom bit about public restrooms, mm-hmm. and he runs across the stage and like drop kicks the air.
We talked about men's restrooms and how they're all the doors are off the hinges. He's like, "What are people doing in here? Yeah. Coming in, drop kicking the doors."
Yeah,
yeah.
What about you, Freight?
Good talk. I don't know. Right off the top of my head, I don't know.
Do you listen to any stand-up comedy?
Like growing up, not who's some of your favorites.
Like growing
Warnke.
Up,
you're a big Warnke fan.
I mean, he was okay. Yeah. I wasn't a big Warnke fan. I mean, growing up, I loved Stephen Wright. You know, I always just saw him on the Carson show. Mm-hmm. So you saw 10 minutes maybe.
Right.
I think an hour of him would pretty much push me over the edge, just because mm-hmm. his style. You know.
Right. Don't really know. I know what Freight does like. I learned something else Freight likes. We need to talk about what Freight likes. He likes lightning. He likes thunderstorms and lightning.
We need to make a list or a very, very called what Freight likes.
What Freight likes. Let's talk about that. I mean, remember we were driving home from just tonight over here,
yeah.
and it was just lightning, and Freight was like, oh, did you see that?
Actually,
and
you
never
that
seem
too.
That excited unless it's a talking animal on a commercial. Yeah.
That was me in the back.
Queso was doing it.
It was beautiful.
I love lightning.
But
him,
you really lit up. Freight, man.
You're so punny.
Oh, yeah, right. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Comes naturally.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, me too.
It is pretty cool.
I used to do it.
Especially over the ocean like that, because it, I think it hits the water and I don't know, it does something, makes it spread or something.
I used to be cool. Like when you drive and you see a train going, hey kids, a train. Look kids, a train.
It's glowing.
And I did it 50 times before I realized they don't care. Dad, we don't care. That's true.
And they're all,
kids,
they're,
look over there.
They're reading.
It's like we're back in time. Huh, kids? Isn't that amazing?
Cheesy vacation dad.
Yeah. That's connected, man. It's just amazing how they connected each side of this country, this great land of ours. Kids, put your phones stinking down. Please. So I quit. I quit making a big deal about trains. They never. It's like my old elementary school. I drove by. Hey, kids, this is where Daddy went to elementary school. Oh, okay, great, Dad. Yeah. Okay.
It's like we saw Dinosaur World on the way here. Did you see that mm-hmm. sign? Mm-hmm. Dinosaur World.
It was terrifying. It was like embedded into the rocks, into the bluffs. What's your best gift you've ever received at a show? There's got to be some crazy stuff.
Well, we received a lot of food, a lot of delicious food.
Lots of Snickers.
When I did the government can song, this lady made me one of those cakes like Cake Boss makes with the fondant and all the beautiful. Do you remember that? Were you with me that time?
Really?
That might have been before.
No, because I was with you.
Cool. I've gotten some really good paintings, like artwork that people give me that's really, really
awesome. Well, that drawing
really
we
awesome.
Just got a couple weeks ago.
That was actually really good.
I'm going to frame that and put it up in the office.
The bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'm
going to
put it in our office.
Very cool. I've got, we were at Bayside Church. They gave me some Beats headphones, like $300 headphones, and a shaving kit.
Yeah, that was cool.
With a good shaving kit.
Remember when we were at Liberty University?
They gave me, I got one of those... Those little Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, yeah, they just opened up that cabinet and they were like, pick something.
Yeah, I'm at Liberty University. Awesome. I'm during their convocation for like, 13,000 students or something. Mm-hmm. And before David Nasser, he's the spiritual guy there and great dude. And he just walks into the green room and they have this big cabinet. What would you call it? This big cabinet. Yeah. He opens these doors and it's just full of stuff, just like a Best Buy of different electronics and all kinds of stuff. And yeah. Got a Bluetooth speaker.
So Liberty students, that's what they're doing with your tuition.
Yeah.
And we're going back that year, this year, I think.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Is that just a regular show or is it?
That's a ticketed show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tim, what's your opinion on how the cereal industry is affecting the Viking economy?
The cereal industry? Are you talking the marshmallow based?
Just reading the question.
Well, that's true. A lot of people don't know that Frosted Mini Wheats took down the Norwegians. That's not funny. That was Sverre Kernstedt. He was the king. He was King Viking. And Sverre said, which means give me a spoon in Viking. And in Viking. And he said, "Where's the frosted mini roots?" Which is, "Where's the frosted mini roots?" "Where's the frosted mini roots?" And
that sounds like Mr. Tenderbaum.
Well, what happened was he choked on a mini wheat, and that started the Viking
the revolt.
The revolt, yeah, the Viking revolt.
I've heard of that.
Of 1312. That's how they say it's 1312.
Not to be confused with the ever popular 1312.
Yes, and 1312.
1312. Yeah. Okay.
And they actually do. They have April the 13th. They have fireworks and they have Frosted Mini Wheat cannons, which they shoot into the mouth of a large statue of Ernst Hörfler, who was the wife of. This is true. You can Google this. The wife of.
The other
king
guy.
After him.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh.
Wow.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, the details hurt. That's so good.
You guys didn't know that. I have a lot of Norse history. I majored in that at Mizzou.
You did just go on a Viking cruise.
I did.
Is that where you learned that?
No.
Okay.
No, I've just done on personal study. Like in the back of the bus, you think sometimes I play the guitar, sometimes I like to brush up on my Norse knowledge. Viking knowledge.
Kind of a weird question. What is something funny that has happened to you on tour behind the scenes? I mean, my answer to that would be that Potty Break Podcast is pretty much behind the scenes, and I think it's pretty funny, so you pretty much get to hear it.
Yeah.
These are our conversations.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Do you have any
without the prompting of anything questions?
Behind the
behind the curtain?
I remember the first thing I think of is when you came up with the butt in the hole in the ground bit on the bus
with Bobby.
That was one of the funniest nights.
Yeah.
Ever.
I hadn't laughed that hard at it
because it wasn't supposed
time.
To be a bit. You were just cracking jokes.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And we're just. And Bobby was on the floor. I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Bobby was on his hands and knees, and his face was just it was blood
beat red.
Oh,
my
God. Well, I think he said that. Some guy didn't know his butt from a hole in the ground. I'm like, really? I was like, wow.
He just took
off.
Yeah,
and then
there.
we just took off. And I think Brandon was with us that weekend. And I looked at Brandon. I'm like, that's going to work on stage. He's like, yeah, it's going to work well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's going to work well. So.
Yeah.
That's when most of the stuff, I don't just sit down and try to create comedy. I don't do it because the funniest stuff is just happens. Like we're talking about cereal and Vikings and things like that. But when you hit on something that really works, my radar is always up. I'm like, yeah, that's going to work. I'm going to have to take that.
Oh yeah.
Chris, whatever you know.
Yeah.
Cause you've given me some great tags and some punchlines and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just, you just throw out a premise or an idea and then just let you, just kind of let it
right.
cook.
Yeah,
and then,
you're right. then it's all like of more sudden, of an idea.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, here's what I did. Right. It's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's not like, It's just rip roaring all the time. It's pretty low key. I mean, we know when to turn it off, when to turn it on, and we enjoy. We're doing pretty good, aren't we? I mean, as far as balance.
Oh, I think it's good balance. I think, you know, what's it? People always ask me, man, that just must be hilarious being on the bus all the time. And I'm like, that specific night when somebody asked me that, I talked to him and then I walked out on the bus.
Yeah.
I got on the bus. You were in your bunk reading.
Right.
Or had your laptop. Matt's got his headphones on. He's watching something. Bob's Burgers or something.
Yeah.
And Caleb's listening to music. Everybody's doing their own thing, and it's just dead quiet.
Yeah. It's like Thanksgiving at our house.
Yeah.
Everybody's on their device.
And I had just had that comment from somebody, and I walked on the bus. I'm like,
crazy.
It is just
crazy. We might have talked about the one where there one night, and this happened a few years ago, and the drunk lady stumbled on our bus. She just walked onto our bus.
West Des Moines.
And she's like, who are you?
Yeah. Whose bus
is this? Like she thought it was a rock band. We just said we're Aerosmith.
Whose bus is this? Oh, I must be on the wrong bus.
I must be on the wrong bus.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them in the parking lot.
We were the only bus.
It was
like I was the wrong bus.
A wedding reception.
Yeah,
or something
it was a wedding
was
reception
in the hotel.
Yeah, she was. She wasn't with all her facilities, her faculties.
What's your favorite quote from your mom?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my goodness!
There's a lot of them.
Well, there's one I can't repeat. my favorite quote. Oh, help me.
Oh my gosh, what? There's so many. Well, just the other day,
yeah.
Our two youngest kids, mine and Tim's, were in a drama camp, so they had a play on Friday. And so Jack, Tim's son, he didn't feel real good, and he was laying down on the seats after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Nola came up. She goes, "What's wrong, Jack?" And Heather said, "Oh, he's just not feeling very good." And your mom said, "Have you eaten?"
Yeah, there you go. That's
she
the
said,
epitome.
Have you eaten?
She goes, "Have you eaten?"
That about sums it up.
And my wife said she almost hit the floor laughing. It was just so funny because she was serious.
They used to say, he's older than Cooter Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'd say, he doesn't have as much sense as Carter had liver pills. Or something like that.
Mom would say, "Well, that was going to last about as long as Johnny stayed in the Army."
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. And then you go, "How long did Johnny stay in the Army?" She goes, "Well, not very long."
Not very long.
I'd always try to stump her, and I never could.
I know. Susan, actually, when we first got married, she used to keep a little notebook, and she would write down all of Mom's sayings and stuff, you know. I mean, Aunt Nelda's got a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm
she's
like, where do you, I mean, yes, she, where know. Did you come up with that? Where did, how do you have the recall for that?
Yeah.
How you doing? Fine as frog hair.
Fine as frog hair. Yeah, that's what I said the other day to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her the other day, and I forget what she said. She was something like that. Fine as frog hair.
She's sharp, man. My mom is a sharp lady.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And really, when you think about it, like, she was on mom was on the Dennis Rainey show, the Family Life Today show, and they had her call in.
She was awesome.
And she just took off. Because, I mean, think, you know, like your mom, my mom were teachers for 20, 30 years. So they're good. They're professional communicators, and she just took up. Oh, damn! Just now.
We got to get her on here. She's got to get on here.
Yeah,
we will.
Let's do that. We might have to do it. Let's do that maybe this week because we're going to be off. Right? Are we off next weekend?
Well, they're both going to be in California.
Oh my goodness!
And poos.
Wow!
Your wife.
Wow!
It's the perfect storm. It's the perfect storm, is what it is. We're going to have three of the most entertaining ladies that we know in our lives, and we're going to interview them, and it's going to be crazy.
I think Jill's going to be there too.
Jill who?
Hawkins, your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law. Okay.
Jill who?
Jill, I know Jill. I know who Jill is.
A bunch of the office homies will be there too.
Oh yeah,
actually all of them.
We could pound out
whole
a lot
company.
Of, we could pound out a lot of them.
Oh, here, let's episodes. Talk about. Can we talk about real quick titles for the DVD? Have you guys thought of any?
I really haven't given any thought. I'll be honest.
Well, that's kind of your job.
That's why we pay.
I guess that was one line I missed.
It's just another thing on you that, let fall through the crack.
That job description that I have never seen.
I'll clean up for you.
I was just thinking that.
I'll clean up for you.
Ooh,
that could be a good one.
I like it.
I like that.
I do like it.
Um.
But do.
Hmm.
How about eating clean?
I like that.
That's good.
How about bacon fork?
So these are some you already have listed, aren't they?
Well, no, I'm just going through my set list.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because you're looking at a list, so it's your set list.
I would love something weird like that, bacon fork.
Bacon fork?
That's memorable.
It is.
Bacon fork. Have you bought the new DVD?
Have you not put that bit on a DVD yet?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, some of the stuff he was doing tonight, it's, you know, he hasn't done some of that stuff for a year.
Yeah.
And he's never recorded it.
I've got at least an hour and a half of stuff.
Yeah, it's never been recorded.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
Stuff that he...
What do you think I do, Caleb? Just sit around and eat Bugles all day. Yeah, well, drink. I bet you tea. I told him. I was down there, and I think I'm going to work about 5 more years and retire and give me a bass boat and take little B with me, my son. I call little B.
Little B?
Little B.
You sound like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, we're going to go down there, and I tell you what, we're going to get on one of them pontoon boats, and we're going to have a good time. we're going to wet some hooks and catch a few things on our hooks. You ever go down there with us? Matt, that's good, Cheese. Cheese Rogers, we go. He sounds kind of like Bill Clinton, kind of a little bit. Yeah, wet a hook, catch some catfish on in there.
Freight, this is a question for you. Why doesn't Freight remove his own body hair?
Whoa.
Your move. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah. What?
Pooh's removing your body
somebody
hair.
Somebody said something.
About you being put up and sheared by Pooh's? Like a lamb?
Oh, my gosh.
Like a baby lamb? Little bow-legged baby lamb on the ironing board?
I could do it.
Well, I could do my front, but I can't do my back.
Yeah. I would pay money to see you shave your own back.
be all scarred up. And
well, you can put on like an electric thing on the end of a back scratcher, like a long wooden spoon, maybe.
Somebody really, who asked that? Do I know who that is?
No. Michael Lane.
Yeah. Chris's back looks like frisé carpet. It's like...
That's so disgusting.
It's... very, very ape-like. Very silverback. He's like a silverback ape.
Silverback gorilla.
Gorilla. What's the difference between an ape and a gorilla? Do you know, Matt?
Isn't a gorilla
if you don't know,
bigger?
Nobody knows. What?
Isn't a gorilla... A gorilla is bigger. That thing's like massive. An ape is...
An ape is just kind of a goofy gorilla, isn't it? An ape is kind of an eccentric gorilla.
It's the adoptive one.
It's an uneducated gorilla.
It's the adoptive gorilla.
It's the rebellious one. It's the uneducated gorilla.
You know, the goofy one. Yeah, that would work on a science test.
What is the difference between an ape and a gorilla?
The ape flunked out of community college.
He's just an ape.
How about a potty break with a fan? That's a good idea. We could do a competition or a contest.
Oh, my goodness. I love that idea. But how would we get them? Would we fly them in to St. Louis?
First class. You would. First class. You're going to provide a five-star hotel, steak dinner.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just looked up the difference between ape and gorilla. The first sentence... Honestly, it doesn't make any sense, the whole thing, but the first sentence is great. There are a few other apes in addition to the great apes called the lesser apes.
Okay.
The family Hylobatidae? I don't know. Consists of many species of...
Hylobatidae. Now do you talk to him, Hylobatidae?
I don't even understand. Continue. I'm going to figure this out.
So we don't know.
Stand by on that.
That's what that means.
Gorillas are a subgroup of the family of great apes.
Oh, so ape is like the umbrella, and under that is gorilla, and like the orangutan.
And then orangutan. There's the lesser, yeah, orangutans and chimpanzees and that stuff.
Good. I'm like sorry I asked.
It's a tax shelter.
You should be.
I don't know.
You should be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Would you rather have hot dogs for fingers or tacos for feet?
Wow.
What? Well played, Leah Richards. Well played.
What?
What was the first one?
Why would...
Would you rather have hot dogs for fingers or tacos for feet?
That sounds like the one, would you rather have... Would they have 10-foot long toes or 10-foot long fingers? Damn, fingers.
I like the tacos.
Tacos for feet? Tacos for feet? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'd rather tacos for feet. Absolutely.
Everywhere you walk is fun. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Some people don't necessarily see it. Like, you can put shoes. Could you fit a taco in a shoe? Well, it depends on if it's a soft taco or a hard taco. Oh my
gosh. Could you fit a taco in a flip-flop? It might work if it's
what
vertical.
What kind of taco would you choose?
It would go in your sliders. It'd go in your sliders.
If you have a soft taco, it's just flipping in the wind.
Oh, no. It'd be a hard shell taco.
I'd do it. Why? Because the crunch?
Well, no, just because it's more durable.
That's true. I would do a...
Freight. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I would do
midnight.
Chicken Baja Chalupa. Back when they did the Baja sauce.
Very specific. Yeah.
At Taco Bell.
Is the chalupa just the thick?
Yeah, it's like a hybrid.
It's not really a taco.
It's like a hybrid. Why not?
Nah, it's more of a...
What defines a taco?
Why don't you back down, sir?
I'm just saying, what defines a taco?
What defines you? What defines anybody?
The Holy Spirit.
Oh, gosh. Oh. I'm done.
And that's it. That's a wrap.
It'd be a hard shell.
I listened back to that episode where you and Olivia were going back and forth with the spiritual disses.
Yeah, just totally like kind of dogging each other with spiritually.
So funny.
Oh, I guess you better ask Jesus back in your heart because obviously he's left. He's not there anymore, I guess. I guess you need to ask him back in. I guess maybe he's on vacation or something. I don't know.
This is funny. Was the My Arms Are Broken album cover designed specifically to keep people from buying the CD?
Oh my gosh.
Shots fired.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So at the time, we thought that was the coolest thing ever.
It was the coolest thing.
We've come so far.
So were shirts in a tuna fish can. Mm-hmm. That was also super cool.
Yeah.
What was our first, that was our first shirt, I think.
Yes.
Was the tuna fish
shirt.
I think
it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that was our first CD, I guess.
Didn't you make Navy Blue Tim Hawkins Live shirts?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I have one. I still have one of those.
Really?
I do.
Man.
It's pretty faded and I wear it the vintage. Moment now.
We will auction it off to the highest bidder.
My shirt?
Yeah, so just tweet at us with your bid, and Freight will sign it.
Wow.
He'll go on a long run, and he'll get it nice and sweaty, and then he'll sign it for you with some Sharpie.
And if you do it today, he will include a Ziploc storage bag with some with some back hair in it.
You know, we shave like a quarter of his back, and he fill it up.
Oh, my gosh.
And half a bugle bag. Can I have another bugle?
Sure.
Yeah, many I thought this was a snack podcast.
Thank
we've
you.
Barely been snacking.
Well,
we just got to chatting.
Time ran away.
I may have to have a Klondike bar here in a little bit.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I'm going to walk over there and buy one.
That's about it.
It's right over there across the lobby.
These are great. These are really good.
So do we run out of questions? Or
someone wants you to do a third Chick-fil-A song going off of Adele's Hello. She said, when is Tim going to redo an Adele song? I'm thinking Hello, but about Chick-fil-A.
Hello, it's me. How's it go? Yeah. Hello.
Hello, it's me.
Hello from the other side. Well, I did write a third one, actually. Did you know that?
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
To what?
6 days a week for the Beatles, 8 days a week.
Yep.
It was 6 days a week. Because they're open 6 days a week.
Did it at the
conference. That was the only time I performed that song.
Really? I haven't even heard that.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
Love you, Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Dun, dun, the Cathy's all the loved time. It. They loved it. It was great.
I want to do a Beatles parody. I want to do, like, Blackbird we need to do.
blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and let...
Oh, Bob Smiley. What's the strangest thing ever found in Squeegee's beard? And have you seen my pencil? I guess he lost his pencil on the bus. And he wants us to ship it to him because he doesn't want to buy another one.
Are you Squeegee?
Yeah, he calls me that.
Calls you Squeegee?
I don't know why he calls me that.
We found a bottle of Fiji water in your beard.
No, Squeegee. We didn't.
Your beard's getting... are you just going to let it go?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's already to that point. Like, I've already kind of let it go. I get it trimmed and whatnot, but I don't know. I was thinking about that today. I'm determined to grow it until I get frustrated within like a 30-minute period and just shave it off. That's normally what happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to grow it for X amount of time. And then I wake up one morning and I'm like, nope. And I just shave it all off.
It's weird how when you do a beard and you let it grow, it goes different stages. Like a couple weeks ago, you look kind of like an Amish guy. Now you look like an industrialist from the 1800s. Like, yeah. Like you built the railroads. Guy.
Yeah. He looks like that guy, what is that, the hard cider, you know, the guy, because he's sweet but hard. What is that?
What?
You know, I have no idea.
Yeah, never mind.
Wow. You need to go get you a Klondike bar there, buddy. That was a train wreck.
Freight had a train
wreck. It's a commercial. Who's and the guy? Oh. The guy's like back there, you know.
There's Clay. He was sweet but hard. You know that guy in the Klondike bar? The sweet cider.
Are you drilling heroin into your arm right now? Nobody watching.
Wow.
Forget it.
Sorry, man. And thanks for doing this tonight, too. I know you're tired.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
This is a serious... is it inquiry or inquiry?
Inquiry.
Inquiry. Inquiry. Inquiry.
We got two different things. Inquiry or inquiry? Inquiry or inquiry? Inquiry or inquiry?
It's an inquiry.
Inquiry.
Like a long time. Yeah.
When you say it fast, it's like inquiry.
Inquiry.
Okay. Serious inquiry. Is that right?
Yeah. Just go.
Yeah, I don't like that word. Just go for it.
Stop saying
it.
Weird.
I don't like it. I'm just reading the question.
Serious question.
It doesn't say question.
Well, you know
what? What's the best way to break into stand-up comedy, aside from reading and learning from current entertainers? So if that wasn't an option, I'm going to rephrase it. If you couldn't read or learn from current entertainers, how would you break into stand-up comedy?
Okay, the first thing you do, and this is serious, you go to killerstandup.com, killerstandup.com, and you get their writing and their performing course, and you do it. Just take a year and learn, and it'll help. It'll save you lots of time and help you to become an efficient writer and a performer. And this is from a guy named Steve Roy, and it helped me out tremendously in writing and creating. And because he talks about how, like when you write a bit or a joke, you're not supposed to go at it with trying to be funny. You just write what you're passionate about. So if something makes you angry or sad or frustrated or happy, that's usually a good sign. There's some funny in there. So, but anyway, it's great. Killerstandup.com. Go there, and then breaking in. I don't know. Just perform wherever you can find an audience. Wherever you can find one.
When was the last time you did an open mic? That's my question.
When we first moved back here to St. Louis, it was like, wow, was that 7 years ago?
That's the last one
I did, yes. And there were 18 comics and I was number 17. And when they first started, there was like 50 people. By the time I got up, there was 15 left. Everybody, most people had left.
Was that the one that Ron White was at? He's wearing the cowboy hat.
No, that was when I first started in the 90s. Oh. Yeah, and it was kind of an open mic, but it was called Best of St. Louis. So it was like some amateurs and some professionals. And Ron White was one of the guys. He had a long ponytail, braided ponytail, and a cowboy hat back then.
That's awesome.
And he was good.
He was good. Let's see here.
He did.
How would we do that? Potty break with a fan. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, what would the contest be? Would you just pick names out of a hat?
Well, what we'd probably do is we would only allow people that are going to be attending shows in the next 6 months to compete.
Well,
like that live in the cities that we're going to be in. Mm-hmm. We'd get them a free ticket to the show. I don't know what the contest would be. We'd get them a free ticket to the show and they could record the podcast with us like before the show or something. And they could be the fourth person over.
That's a good idea.
Fourth guest.
That's a good idea.
Because we're not going to like fly somebody in, probably. unless you want to do that.
Well, I mean, what if somebody wins from
Canada? Well, we would just say you're only allowed to compete if you're going to be in a city that we're going to be in the next 6 months. And if you do compete and you win, I mean, it's your loss because you're not really going to win anything.
We could do like a Hunger Games, like just pick 12 people, give them bow and arrows and stuff.
Hope for the best.
And the one who survives.
You get to be on the podcast.
We will fly
because
them
you're still
from
breathing.
Your hospital room.
That wouldn't be illegal, right?
I don't think so.
Because dog fighting's illegal, but
there
human
are
fighting's
certain
not
places
illegal.
In Nevada where you could, certain areas
in Nevada
that you could get away with it. I bet we could do that. Get on that.
Or like,
let's make that work.
North Dakota. We're gonna be there, aren't we? Aren't we going to South Dakota, North Dakota?
Yeah, pretty soon.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's pretty soon.
What's going on there? Like, what do they? I mean, what do they do? It just. They don't
hunt.
Have sports teams.
Potatoes.
They hunt.
Well, that's Idaho.
It's great hunting. Great
yeah,
Idaho.
They do hunt
motorcycle
things.
Riding. You got the Black Hills, right? Mm-hmm. Is that where the Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore?
Is it South Dakota? Is that South Dakota? What's the place? The Badlands is up there.
The Badlands. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful up there.
Yeah. It's really cool.
You had such a look on your face when you
been
did
waiting
that.
For like
are the Badlands in Dakotas or is that in New Mexico?
I think the Badlands
is
in the Dakotas.
I guess
yeah.
It is in Dakotas, yeah. I've been there, but I just don't remember as a kid.
They have the...
And Devil's Tower up there, too.
Yeah. What's the big Harley convention thing up there they go up to?
Oh, you're talking about...
Sturgis,
yeah.
Yep.
That's up there, too.
Yep. If you were a Star Wars villain, who would you be?
Darth Vader, absolutely.
It's kind of a silly question.
Yeah,
Darth
absolutely.
Maul.
Yeah.
Oh, the, so for those of you that don't know, on a soundboard, there's faders that go up and down that control the volume, and the sub from tonight's show, so the bass was tied into a fader right next to the main fader, the volume, and they had removed the original fader from the soundboard and put a Darth Vader fader. So a Darth Vader the fader, and it was awesome. It
was did like you Snapchat that?
No.
I mean, yeah.
No.
Your brother sent me, Darren sent me a possible tweet idea.
That was funny. He texted that to me.
He said, what do you call a guy who actually cleans vacuums?
Get it?
Yeah.
A vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner.
That's a good tweet.
That's pretty good.
You like that?
I really like it. Yeah. I didn't think that you would get it because you weren't getting texts. Your texts work now?
Well, I don't get group texts. Everybody, I went back to flip phone, by the way.
Oh, they know. They've been asking about it.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people wanting to know how it's going.
It's going really well. And it's I realize now how much time I was wasting on my phone. Now I know it's maybe frustrating for you guys to contact me, but I check my I check my email once a day, and I'm not. I don't know. I think that, and we talked about that today too. It's like you went somewhere for 2 minutes, and you had to get some music ready, but you're only leaving for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like I was I'd be in the bathroom and I'd be watching 20 minutes of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
My legs are falling asleep. It's like, go live your life,
Be present. Check your heart.
That's right. Be in the moment. Be in the moment. Yeah. Eckhart Tolle.
Someone wanted to know if you did have your iPhone, would you download Pokemon Go and play it?
No.
And what are your thoughts on Pokemon Go?
No, I don't get it. It's like the thing that what does it call it? Geocache to me. I think
geocache is way more fun than Pokemon Go. Yeah. Well, it's because it's real. You're actually interacting with real objects and that people have left.
Were you down there the other night in the downtown St. Charles? Did you guys?
Main Street, yeah.
Yeah, Main Street where they had like hundreds of people doing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. I went there on Monday night just on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 11:30 at night. I sit down on a curb, and within 10 minutes, there's about 200 people all around me.
It was nuts.
Everybody's playing Pokemon Go.
Everybody was.
He went another.
You live
I went on Wednesday. Yeah, I live like a few blocks from there, and everyone down there was between the age of like probably 18 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
And there's well over 200 people.
And there's like families that are
like
going
midnight.
Like little kids with
full-grown adults. They're everyone's
staring at their phones.
They're doing that.
It's a fad. Yeah. It'll be over in 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. It's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm. They were all running into each other because they were looking at their phones to where they were going.
I just think it's funny how much controversy there is over it. I just don't care enough to even be mad about it.
Mm-hmm. Controversy is people like
will,
what?
Like people will post on Facebook like, Pokemon Go is ruining everyone's lives. And then other people will post like, I was telling Tim this I think today.
Yeah.
There's all these nerds who play who normally sit inside their houses on their computers, and they were like, actually Pokemon Go has been really good for me because now I'm out in the sun and I'm actually exercising. So to all you haters that are saying that it's like I'm actually being more social now that I'm playing.
Gosh.
And like I'm neutral. I don't care either way. Like if you want to play, if you don't, whatever. Yeah. But it's just funny that I mean, and we've talked about this before, but everyone's offended by everything. Like, why do you care if somebody thinks that you're dumb for playing Pokemon Go?
Didn't
if
we have like one it, on our bus? We had one on our bus, didn't we?
What?
Last week? Somebody show me. There's like a little bird or something on our bus? Or
John Brandon and I were both playing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I just said I was neutral. I can't say anything like that. I'm not upset. I'm neutral.
I only play it really because since we're on tour all the time going all over the country, shut your mouth.
I only play it just like sometimes when we're not even on the road. It's when I'm really, really bored. When I can't find anything on Netflix.
I will admit I've been playing a lot more than I intended to, and I'm upset about that.
So you like it?
I mean, it's interesting. Like, I'm part of the generation we grew up with Pokemon.
Right.
So it's like, it's just kind of like that nostalgia to it. It's just like, oh my gosh, it's like the original first generation Pokemon where actually it's like the theme song for it, got to catch them all. So everyone's going around trying to catch them.
They should make Brady Bunch go. Like just looking for characters on Brady Bunch.
I got Jan.
Yeah. Alice is in my garage right now.
Whipping up a pie.
Marsha.
Ow, you hit me in the nose.
If there's any app geniuses out there that are listening, make that app for us, please.
Yeah, make some kind of spinoff.
Or like Bewitched. You do a little Bewitched thing in your act when you talk about...
What?
You don't say it, but whenever you're talking about... give me that face.
I'm just trying to think
about
what you're talking
about. Waking up next to your spouse.
Oh yeah,
and you do the like the blink thing. That's right, bewitched, like, right?
Like no, I just think.
No.
My thinking in there is like, if I close my eyes, maybe I'm dreaming, and I open them, it's going to be somebody
that's like
else,
bewitched, right?
No, bewitched.
She would do her
nose.
She'd wiggle her nose.
And actually, I saw something one time that she did not really wiggle her nose. She wiggled her lips. It just made it look like her nose was wiggling.
Yeah. I had a crush
on
her.
Literally can't. Yeah, you physically can't wiggle.
Right. There's no muscle.
She lived in the bottle.
My mom can do that.
Yeah. That was so cool. I was like, oh, what a cool place.
Isn't she the one that went?
Yeah.
She closed her eyes. That's Jeannie.
What a cool place.
Isn't that cool? Living in a bottle.
Yeah.
She had all the pillows everywhere.
Yeah.
Great room.
I want to live in a bottle.
Yeah.
Master.
What else you got there, buddy? Any other good ones? We're done.
Oh, let's see.
The questions. Thank you, everybody, for the questions. Hey, at pottybreak.com, at pottybreak, I'm sorry, not .com, just at pottybreak on Twitter.
On Twitter.
And
we'll get a website when we start selling merch for it.
Yeah.
If
we're just chilling out here, and we're in the hotel lobby.
There's other ones, but I don't know how you'd answer them.
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you clone yourself and name the clone Levi? There's a good one.
What?
Good why question. Did you clone yourself and name the clone Levi?
Oh, I get it.
Get it? Because he's like you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are like
Levi
clones.
Was a test tube baby. Did you know that?
Was he really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a test tube baby. We had a chemistry set.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We had a chemistry set at home, and it was like a homeschool thing.
Spencer got it for Christmas, probably. Yeah.
And it's just a curriculum called Make a Kid. and we
oh
did
my gosh.
And it's Levi. And
so there's your answer.
Mm-hmm. We created him.
Have you ever seen John Brandon and Peter Berg in the same room? That's good.
Peter Berg.
He does kind of look like him.
Well, who's Peter Berg?
He's an actor, and I think he's a, you know him here.
Let me see.
Peter Berg.
Berg. B-E-R-G.
Berg.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He kind of looks like
Brandon. I wonder if he has chickens.
Oh, John, yeah. Brandon the other day, he was... chicken.
he just got it.
He was... he was in Little Mandy Survivor. Was yeah. on Facebook Live.
Right.
And she was walking around John's house. They were having game night. And they had three tables in different rooms.
Oh, that's fun.
Game nighting. Yeah.
Hey, do you guys like cards?
Yeah, I was playing cards the other night.
We've got, you know, downstairs at the bottom, very bottom of our stairs, there's that play area. We cleared that out and put a game table down there.
Oh, really?
We should do some, play some cards. Or
yeah, definitely.
You guys want to do that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yup.
Yup.
We'll, and then we'll get in the sauna.
Okay. You should come over, man.
I want to do the sauna.
It's great. I got an infrared sauna, everybody. It's infrared sauna.
What is it? What where exactly does the infrared do?
Infrared is different because what I was told, it's like a regular sauna is like they have the hot rocks in there and they just kind of creates heat in the environment. Where the infrared just heats your skin. It heats your skin. It goes deeper into your skin, detoxes your organs and everything like that. So,
do you feel different when you get out?
Oh, I feel great. Feels fantastic.
Where is that? In your basement?
Yeah.
There?
You know, remember where my speed bag was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Put it in that corner.
Better than
that's
enema.
Not that thing you went and
better
did.
Than enema.
Yeah,
is that was better? A band I used to be in. Better than enema. That was our first album with friends like you. Who needs enemas? And then that went to keep your friends close, your enemas closer. That was our second studio album.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It was on Rectum Records. And it didn't get a lot of, it got a lot of play in Poland for some reason. We were huge in Poland.
Side two didn't get a lot of play.
Side two did not. And we were big down under. But any, we weren't.
I'm pretty confident that there's some people out there that think that we're setting you up for this.
Really?
Yeah. I just want everyone to know.
There's no setup.
No, we're winging it tonight, folks.
No. It's
awesome. We are winging it tonight.
You're being funny tonight. You're being so funny. You're not normally this funny.
Usually you're just in your bunk watching your laptop.
You know, I want to make some changes in my life.
Well, you already have.
Well,
you've got a flip phone,
bro.
That's a big change.
Yeah, but I also,
you're
I don't
always
know.
Making changes,
don't you ever
though.
Question yourself about if you're a good person and if you want to be a better person and what is that going to take and what does that look like, right? Do you guys ever think about that or are you just like go to Chipotle every day?
No, I do think about it. You know who challenged, well, you challenged me, but also every time we're with Ken Kington, but he didn't do it this time.
Yeah.
When he does the rat roach beast, you know, because then he talks about, I want to be better. I want to be a better husband, a better father and all that. That always challenges me.
Yeah.
So are you not challenged this weekend because he didn't do it?
No.
First question.
Ken's the kind of a guy when you leave like the Barnes & Noble, he'll be like, okay, what was your takeaway? What was your takeaway there in the Barnes & Noble?
Barnes & Noble.
What'd you get from it, man?
Yeah.
And that's really refreshing, actually. It's like...
I thought you already ate half the can.
Not as refreshing as that Pringle you're chewing on.
Snackishim.
Yeah.
No, he is that guy.
But I don't know. I think I tend to... And I don't want to do this. I think because I was raised in a thing where I was so loved... And I think this is legit. I was so loved and so accepted, and my mom and dad were just so they weren't doting, but they were just so anything I did, they were supportive. And I think for me, the way I've taken it's I've gotten so much good from it, but some bad I've gotten from it is I've taken it for granted. I take things for granted too much.
I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That it's almost like I take people for granted because I think it's going to be taken care of for me. You know,
well, I remember my mom and dad coming to Columbia Hickman. We were playing football up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was pouring down rain. I mean, it was a torrential downpour. There was just ruts in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat in the stands with an umbrella and watched the whole game.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that for him.
No, he wouldn't.
For Caleb.
Oh, yeah.
No, I no. would. I went to, oh, now come on. I went to all your baseball games I could go to in 110 degrees, and I coached your team, helped coach your team for many years.
I don't remember any of that stuff.
I remember that. I went to your dumb games.
When Spencer and I played together.
It's all the...
The Gators.
The Gators.
The Gators.
Gray vests.
What a sucky team that was.
That was a sucky team.
Wow.
I remember, I was telling somebody this the other day, we would go to the tournament in Kansas City and play all these AAA teams and just get...
I was like, what are they doing?
Destroyed. But we didn't care. Yeah. We would lose 17-1, but we just wanted to hang out at the hotel.
Right, right. Go to the
stay
pool.
Stay up till 2 a.m. Go to the pool.
That's the best part of doing those trips is getting there's a pool, the hotel,
going
done.
But I remember, going to the pizza parlor and having pizza with all your buddies.
We
and
played
stuff.
At these really nice fields against all these AAA teams that brought their own sound system to the games.
Do you remember that team that played?
Oh, yeah.
They would play warm-up music for them, but not for us. And then when they won, they played We Are the Champions. Uh-huh. And they beat us like, it was like 22-0.
Yeah.
Like, do you really have anything to celebrate?
Yeah.
Half the those Gators. Kids are,
half those kids are probably, they ran away. You know?
Oh, yeah. Way over the top. Way over the top.
Why? Yeah, I just don't.
So
yeah,
Sophie's got she had practice the other day, my 9-year-old. So I take Sophie to
she
softball
plays
practice.
Softball?
Yeah. So I take her. So I sat there and just laughed at these two or three dads. They were coaching a boys baseball team. These guys, they had to be like, I don't know, 5 or 6. They were little bitty guys.
Yeah.
And the dads are out there setting up the ball nets to catch the balls while they're give them soft toss. I mean, they've got all this gear out there. And these guys
spent
are like
thousands.
They're like, get your elbow up, Ethan. Yeah. Ethan, get your elbow up.
Stop eating the weeds. I mean, get that weed out of your mouth, boy.
You would have thought that they were, you know, a AAA 18U team.
But and that's what they will be. If they treat them like that, they'll become that.
I was just like,
oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me.
I
the guys over
so
there setting
time.
Up the nets and all that. I was like, man.
I wasted so much time. Playing sports, I liked it.
What
well,
we
have
done
I did,
different.
Why'd you say
more music?
Sat in my room and play guitar.
Yeah,
because some of my buddies that are ridiculous players did that.
Mm.
They were really lame in high school, and
it's
they
hard
just
to know
played
though.
Guitar.
It's yeah,
yeah.
It's hard to know that that's what like I'm playing Turkey in the Straw on the piano. I'm like, you're wasting my life, Mom.
Yeah,
what am I
Hot
playing?
Cross buns.
But now I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, why? Oh, I wish I would have. Kept with piano. And
well, that was like when I played trumpet in 4th and 5th grade. I was like, this is the lamest thing ever. But without that, I wouldn't have had the musical foundation that I have now. And I wouldn't be able to teach lessons.
I mean, I wish I would have started. I was playing the didgeridoo.
That's a weird instrument. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't brought one of those into the show yet.
Oh, my God. The
Don't
tweet song.
Tempt me,
dang it.
Sir.
I shouldn't
the
have said
tweet
that.
Song.
Okay, let's
I want to learn piano.
You know piano.
Well,
you're a good piano player.
Well, better. I want to learn better so I can play on stage, though.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. So. Most places we go have a keyboard anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that lady trying to steal your hat tonight?
Yeah.
That was
happened?
Weird.
What?
That's one of my pet peeves. I don't like when people take my hat.
Was that when you were doing the harmonica thing?
You kind of went into serious mode there
I
for
did.
A second.
I chopped her in the throat. I hit her right.
Kicked her in the back of the head and chopped her in the throat.
Right in the Eve's apple.
Chopped her in the throat.
The Eve's apple.
Yeah, I was going doing the harmonica thing. I was walking around in the audience. This I thought it was a girl. It was a woman.
It was, yeah.
She just came by and she just took my hat.
And she was like drinking a drink and she just did it all casual, just totally took your hat off your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you kind of crushed it whenever you grabbed it off of her head because he just he immediately turned around and almost ran and pulled it off her head and then went right back on the stage and it was like crumpled for the rest of the show because of how tight he had grabbed it.
Yeah, I think I pulled some of her hair out. I think it's in here right now. I'm wearing the hat right now. I think I have a few strands of her hair.
Yeah, there's a blonde strand hanging
out. No, I didn't do that.
The tech contact that was sitting next to me in the sound booth was like, does he actually get annoyed by stuff like that? And I said, well, he loves that hat. So I don't know if annoyed is the right word.
No, it's annoyed. I don't. That's one of my peeves. I don't like it when people take my hat off. I don't like it.
Really?
I was different, but I just don't like it.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
Well, that's like, you know, people coming up and if you got a ball cap on, you know, hitting the bill and knocking it off your hat. Oh, that makes me mad.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch my hat. Get away from me.
And it's like me with my shirt. When you're at the airport and some guy just comes up to you and he just starts taking your shirt off. Like, dude,
what are you doing?
You're like, John, Chris, stop.
Jake Crizzle.
We haven't dropped his name yet.
Yep, there it is.
Hey, bye.
Hey,
bye. Hey, I think I took my head off one time.
Is that your shirt?
It was nuts, man. I was crushing it.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of John Crist, John Christ, if you guys are on Snapchat, Christ has the best Snapchat ever. It's John B. Christ, C-R-I-S-T. That's his username, and his stories are so funny.
Did you see today's?
They won't disappoint. I'm going to watch it when I go to my room. I was working all day for eight. I was slaving in the sound booth, carrying gear to and fro.
It was pretty good. He was at DFW.
Oh, with that lady. I saw like a photo of it on his Instagram. Yeah, that lady was sleeping.
The lady was sleeping. She had on like the sleep, what do you call that? A mask. She had on a sleep
over
mask.
Eyes.
Yeah. Over her eyes. Yeah. A pink blanket
and a pink pillow.
All covered up and a pink pillow and her suitcase and stuff. And John's like, I'm gonna go up and steal her suitcase.
She was laying across a bed of chairs.
She was in DFW. I mean, literally right next to the aisle. Mm-hmm. He's like, why wouldn't you go over by the windows or a wall or, you know, but she's
like
just laying
smack dab in the middle of the room.
I mean, and if she's really asleep, she would never know if somebody
stole her bag.
Remember the lady doing yoga? We were in DFW and she's just doing yoga in the middle of everybody.
Really?
Yeah. She was just namasteing right there. Namaste. Hey, nama leave. That's what I was like.
There you go.
There it is.
She's like into it. I mean,
I love people watching in airports. It's the best.
She was Shavasana right there.
Have you ever thought about 24. people watching you?
What?
You know how we people watch other people, but we assume that we're the normal people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's got to be, you know, a couple occasions in my lifetime where people are like, look at that guy.
Yeah, who's that jerk? Who's that bearded fool?
Does he think he is?
Oh, absolutely. You know there's some people that have taken pictures of you.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Put it on Instagram. Look at this.
Look at this bozo.
Really? You think so?
I don't know. Weirdo.
Does that do something for you?
I mean, I would at least like to be tagged.
See, it's like, did you see me? Kind of, really?
Tag me. Yeah.
You see his steam kind of puff up a little bit there? Is it steam? Really? You think so?
Huh? Oh, and I don't know if we ever talked about this, but to whoever submitted the Photoshopped photo of Freight's face on the back of that train, thank you so much.
We have to make a shirt. Perfect.
Thank you so much. We retweeted it.
That was so
I'm gonna try
perfect.
To find it. We retweeted it, and I think I'm going to frame it and put it in my office. It was so, so funny. I got to try to find it again.
I don't know where they got the picture.
They made it. There it is. Fruit. Oh, man. Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that great?
I'm going to post it again. We did retweet it, but...
that's my goal with Potty Break, everybody, is to get these guys famous and get them on t-shirts, and that's what I want. Well, somebody yelled at Caleb tonight at the show, right?
Yeah.
A couple yelled at... They knew who Caleb was.
Mike Alley brought me cheese sticks. In Texas.
Yeah.
He brought you kale chips or something. What was it? Kale chips?
I bought a cheese stick at that truck stop thing we went to. It was $1.30 for one cheese stick.
It's a good cheese stick. Did you have Freight examine it?
It was a delicious cheese stick, but it was way $1.30.
And you crawl on the
bus.
I got
hosed, man.
There's a whole dozen of them on there.
We need to be sponsored by a couple of cheese stick companies.
I think we can make our own.
Our own cheese stick company?
Mm-hmm.
Freight, do you think you're capable of that?
Our own cheese stick company? No, I don't.
Can you
think
make
so.
A cheese stick?
No, I can't make a cheese stick.
If you had slices, could you make a cheese stick?
I can
stick?
Make a cheese stick disappear.
If I gave you a 45 pack of Kraft American cheese, could you build
a cheese stick?
No, American
what?
Cheese doesn't work with string
no.
cheese. String
like
cheese. It's got to be.
I know it's a challenge. That's why I'm asking him. I want to see if he's capable of actually building up this empire.
Oh, building the company?
Yeah. Like, could you make a cheese stick out of American cheese? That's
Let's
the real
go
test.
On to Kickstarter and or GoFundMe and
then
see
go
if we
Shark
can start
Tank.
Our own cheese,
I
steak,
guarantee you,
cheese stick company.
Oh, we would make a lot of money.
You think so?
People support stupid stuff.
They really do.
Have you heard about there's a guy, he wanted to make a like potato salad or something, and he didn't have the money to buy the ingredients. it was like $30. Literally, in like 2 months, he had like, I think it was like $16,000-$17,000
to build,
to make a potato salad.
To make
salad.
A potato salad.
It was only like $25-$30 he was asking.
That's 2016 for you.
Wow.
That's the world that we live in. So I guarantee you,
if we put that photo up and made a video, we could have Robert make a video of Freight asking the listeners for money and for donations to make the cheese stick company.
Companies out there now that are...
But it's not made by you. It's not made with love.
It's not made by Freight.
Yeah, and you know what you want in a cheese stick, right?
Cheese stick.
I mean, Freight. Really, we all do what we like in a cheese stick.
Like, is there a spiritual term?
No, well, don't give me this crap where, you know, they get these like squared off ends. It's like, this is not stringy.
You know,
this
guys,
is
really
just cheese.
About it, we're all our own cheese stick. We all know what we want in a cheese stick. No, I
if you were a cheese stick, what kind of cheese stick
would
you
be? Here's the thing,
though.
Oh, my gosh. You don't string the cheese, Freight. You take bites.
No, that's weird. That's like communist.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
No, I string it now. I do.
You do now?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes, I mean.
So the tables have turned.
Most of the time, I
What's
do.
What's that one Office quote where Michael Scott says, so the turns have tabled or something? Yeah.
So the turn tables.
Over there, past the gum, look out stomach. Here we go.
Oh. Phone is it booze?
It's booze.
Put her on.
Yeah, put her on.
Oh,
put her on.
Put her on speakerphone.
Yeah,
put her on
speakerphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He whacked his glasses.
Whack me. You were my... Hey, Poos.
Hey.
Hey, you're on potty break. Hello?
Fantastic.
What?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
You are. You're on potty break right now. We're recording an episode here in Florida. So what are you doing?
Watching Grey's Anatomy.
Watching Grey's Anatomy. Really? Is that as good?
Derek just died.
Who died?
Derek.
Derek. So sad. Derek.
Are you crying?
I'm so sad.
Sorry for anyone who hasn't seen the end of Grey's Anatomy.
Well, spoiler alert.
He was helping people.
Okay. I'm actually really serious that you're really on potty break.
Oh. Thank you, God, that you just called.
Tim said, thank you, God, that she just called.
It's so funny.
It is funny.
Quite funny.
Don't cry, Mom. Okay, well, you know, go get you some ice cream.
A cheese stick.
And that'll make it all better.
I'm not hungry. I'm crying.
Oh, okay. Well,
Wow.
I don't really know what to say right now. Well, I'm sorry that he died, but it's a show, you know. So.
I know, but I feel like I know these people.
Okay. All right. Okay, so they know this. Our listeners know this was not planned, so.
Oh.
You can't make this stuff up.
This was worth the whole.
Okay.
Yes.
For those of you that are still listening.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you go, and I'll call you back when we're done, okay?
Obviously, no one there on the potty break has ever watched Grey's Anatomy, or you would not be laughing.
How'd he die?
How'd he die?
I think he gets stabbed with a pole or something.
Tim wants to know how he died.
He was helping people that was in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were all fine and they were going to the hospital, then a semi ran into his car.
That's the same thing. That's probably the same writer as Downton Abbey, where Matthew died.
Oh, yeah,
they
Matthew
finally had a baby, and
he hit by semi? Yeah,
no, but he dies in a car wreck. I'm like, oh, come
Didn't
on.
Didn't that happen on ER, too?
It's like every show.
Yeah, every medical show.
Well, why do they do that? Everything's a soap opera.
I didn't know you guys were busy. So.
Well, we're doing the potty break right now. So yeah.
Tell her that we're brainstorming a new business.
We're brainstorming a new business. Caleb wants us to open up a cheese stick factory.
Company. There we go.
There it is.
There it is.
She's back. She's back.
She loves me.
So anyway, so you'll get to hear yourself on the episode. So.
Oh
crying about Derek. I told you we were on potty break when I answered. So
I didn't think that I was.
Well, you are. So.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, but you're my idiot, and I love you.
Aww. Oh, that's so sweet.
This is what happens when you leave your wife alone and go do a job like that.
Oh. Oh, man.
You and Heather need to get together and cry on each other's shoulders or something.
We were together this weekend.
Yeah, oh, they were together. They were. Yeah, that's right. So,
yep. And a big play.
Goodbye.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Oh, bye, Susan. Oh, how do you top that?
That's a good way of ending it.
I think that might be the peak of this show ever.
That might be. Yep. That might be the best timed thing ever that we've done.
Wow.
That was pretty
We've
perfect.
Done 20 or so shows. That was perfect.
Thank you, Freight, for meeting Mom 25 years ago, having me, and creating this moment.
She is a colorful character, that's for sure. She's
very funny.
Between her, my mom, and Aunt Nelda.
Yeah.
Well, throw Linda Havens in there, too.
Oh, she's...
Linda's, you know...
I call them the four horsemen. The four horsemen of comedy.
I'm telling you.
I want to get my mom on here. She's so funny.
Can we get some more mics, or how would we do that?
You have to get some more equipment.
Okay, let's figure that out. Let's go to bed. It's time for bed. You guys ready? We're good?
I mean, we can't top that. So
quick porta potty. What did we learn today? We learned about snacks. We learned Caleb
how
likes Pringles.
How much sodium is in Pringles?
That there's, germinated, ungerminated cornmeal.
We did not learn the difference really between a gorilla and an ape.
Right. I don't think there is.
There's an umbrella apparently that covers them all.
We learned about the revolt of the Vikings against the cereal community.
The cereal community,
against
right.
And
herd Gurnshirts. We did that. We learned, talked to BHT a little bit about Bugles.
That's a new character. Yeah.
Bugle Man. What was I had a couple of new characters, but I didn't use them, so I'll use them maybe next time. We'll meet
them. You created enough today.
Where are we going to do the phone thing where we can talk on the phone? Do that thing.
We have to get more inputs, I think.
Do you mean actually live talk to somebody on the phone?
No, I think he's talking about the phone voice.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the different voices.
Live.
I don't know that you really need anything. Like when you do the, you know, the tubing bit now.
Right.
That voice.
I can do this voice now.
So
I am possessed by
You don't need any effects on that. It
I
sounds
don't need
awesome.
An effect, Chris.
Well, Aaron,
stop talking,
right now,
Chris.
Aaron does all the effects.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm saying when he's doing a live show.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Before I forget, can we do like an effect on that?
When I do the devil voice, I'm here.
Sure. Here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
That would be great.
There's some reverb.
Yeah. Reverb.
Yeah, it's just some reverb and stuff. So. But see, it's put a this little reverb so on creepy. That and it'd sound awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've learned that we need to start our own cheese stick business. Mm-hmm. Just go for it.
How Derek dies in Grey's Anatomy. I think that's pretty much...
That's a good show.
That's common knowledge. Like, I think everybody knows that Derek dies and, you know, McDreamy and that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know who Derek is.
He's the main character that everybody
Is that still... Is that a rerun or is that something that...
That's no, she's watching him on Netflix.
Okay.
Because I think they're starting next season.
She's watching them. She'll watch two or three episodes a night. And then she says, I just couldn't go to sleep last night. I'm like, well, you're watching TV till 12:30.
All right.
I'll have to take her out for ice cream or something. Or take her out for a steak dinner.
Well, let's get her on the show. That was gold. Hey, thanks everybody for listening and hanging out with us. I mean, I don't feel like we really gave you much of, of things that would enhance your life, but we're sure glad you hung out with us. And we're sure glad you're listening. So keep listening at Potty Break on Twitter. And we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Hey, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. Derek just died. I'm so sad. This is so funny. He was helping people that was in a car accident. And then when they were all fine and they were going to the hospital, then a semi ran into his car. obviously no one there on the potty break has ever watched Grey's Anatomy, or you would not be laughing. Fan-flippantastic. Anyway, goodbye.